Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Michael Perutka, and we're going to be talking about the Institute for the Constitution and their effort. Michael and his brother, they're attorneys back in Annapolis, Maryland, and they're trying to get people to learn what the Constitution really says. In fact, Michael gives a talk, I'd like to hear it sometime, on what would America be like if we had a million lawyers like Patrick Henry. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, what an honor to be with you, Dr. Stan. Thanks a lot for having me on. It's great to be with you and to be with your listeners.
Well, now tell us a little bit about that talk that you're going to give up. I know it's going to be up in the Northwest this next week, next Tuesday evening. What's this, the theme of this talk? What would America be like if we had a million lawyers like Patrick Henry?
Well, you know, I very much appreciate the publicity you've given this, Dr. Stan. I think we're going to have more than a full house because of your talking about it on previous shows. I understand that you and Howard Phillips were talking about it a few days ago, maybe, and I didn't hear that program, but I heard about it.
Well, of course, it's important because if people don't understand what they believe, how can they understand what they're against? How can they understand what's going on in our country today as the federal government sets up the police state techniques in the name of fighting terrorism? If they don't understand our Constitution and the fact that these wicked people in Washington, D.C. are violating the very oaths that they've sworn to uphold, but if they don't know what they've sworn to uphold or what the people in Washington, D.C. have sworn, what the Constitution says, how can we interpret what's going on?
Well, Dr. Stan, you're absolutely right, and it's a huge problem. And the way I came kind of to an epiphany about it myself, personally, I don't admit this to many people, but now I'm on national radio, so here I go, right? I actually work for the federal government. I am an attorney, as you said, and I was an attorney that worked for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare back when it was called that, and then it changed to the Department of Health and Human Services, and I helped to write the contracts that that the federal government had with the Medicare intermediaries and carriers, the Blue Crosses and Blue Shields and Travelers Insurance Companies, et cetera, those kind of organizations that the government contracted with to process Medicare claims. And I don't want to bore your listeners with a long story, but it just came to this. I realized one day when I was on a I realized it along the way, but it hit me one day when I was on the mall in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure many of your listeners have been there or seen pictures of it. And all down one side of the mall there are these huge, what some people call the pyramids on the Potomac, right? All these buildings, the Hubert H. Humphrey Building, which is part of the Health and Human Services, and all these different buildings that belong to these different agencies. And probably almost maybe every one of those buildings and every one of the activities that goes on in those buildings almost universally is unconstitutional. And I was actually on a field trip with my daughter, and I was working as I told you before for the Department of Health and Human Services as an attorney. And I became convicted, let's say it that way. I became convicted that I was part of something that was very, very wrong in many ways. I mean, I shouldn't hesitate to say very evil. The federal government is involved in all manner of things that it has no authority, no jurisdiction to be involved in.
Because of the restrictions that are placed upon what the government does by our Constitution and by our Bill of Rights, and certainly by the Federalist Papers, which were the give us the understanding of what our founding fathers really believed.
Article 1, Section 8 sets out very clearly the limited purposes of our government. And if you needed an exclamation point put on it, the 10th Amendment does that. It tells us clearly that nothing is authorized which isn't specifically authorized in these limited enumerated powers. And most people just don't understand that because it doesn't get any press, it doesn't get any coverage, and it's been so long since we followed it that kind of culturally we've forgotten it. So you were talking about my talk about 1 million lawyers, and I give that talk. It starts out kind of with a joke, if you will, but it's not a funny joke, if you will, Dr. Stan. It starts out talking about the fact that we're going to have very soon 1 million lawyers in this country, and isn't that a scary thought? But why should it be scary? Truly, why should it be scary if we had 1 million Patrick Henrys, if we had 1 million James Madisons, if we had 1 million Thomas Jeffersons who declared that the purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property, not to attack them, but to protect them. If we had 1 million men like that, wouldn't we be in good shape? Not we wouldn't be in trouble, but the image that it conjures up in your mind of 1 million lawyers, the reason it's scary is because it's an image of an army of enemies, isn't it?
It certainly is. And of course, you know, if they even taught the Patrick Henry's great speech there, you know, the give me liberty and give me death speech in our schools today, if the children understood how passionate he and the founders of this country felt about liberty and the fact that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and the only way that people could be free is if you limited the power of government and authority and taxation over their lives. And that's what these men fought and were willing to die for 225 years ago, and yet how many people today have any grasp at all of these concepts that were so precious to the founding fathers?
Well, you're right, and why has that happened, Dr. Stan? I mean, we volumes perhaps have been written about this, but basically why it's happened is that we have stopped teaching our own history to our youth. We are disconnected from our culture. We are disconnected from our own history and our own heritage. And kind of circling back around to the point here, that's what the Institute on the Constitution that we've been working on and trying to promote, that's really what it's all about.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to have to take a little break here, and when we get back, we'll get in more at the Institute of the Constitution. Then we'll tell you how you out there in the listening audience can become involved in this very, very important project. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is a time I just wanted to mention to you, if you are not prepared for the possibility that our government for one time is telling you the truth, that they say there's going to be other terrorist attacks in this country, it's not a matter of if or when, are you really prepared for that? Well, I want to tell you that I am concerned that there are going to be some very, very difficult times ahead. And if not, you know, simply because of the terrorists, but because God is going to withdraw his blessing from this country if we do not turn back to him. And so one of the suggestions we make is that you call the Ready Reserve food people, and they have a checklist of all the things that you really should have on hand, and you should have some supplies. What would happen if we had a disruption for a few days or a few weeks or maybe even a month or two of all the supplies you're so dependent on? Give them a call at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. That's Ready Reserve Foods. And ask for their checklist and ask for their catalog and consider preparing yourself and hope that you'll never need to use the supplies and you can simply enjoy them sometime. You know, in your kitchen, I use them up and keep rotating them, but right now I don't think we've ever been in more danger than we are today. We're about to enter what may be World War III. Think about it. And then, of course, to strengthen your own immune system, let me suggest Alamax. It's the active ingredient in Allicin. You get that by calling 1-866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. And of course, Allicin is the active ingredient in garlic, which has so many beneficial effects. And it's available in pill form. I take one every day. And I'll tell you, so far this winter, I haven't had a cold or the flu. And I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. Mm-hmm.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess, is Michael Perutka, and of course the title of that video is Cover Up in Oklahoma City. That's Cover Up in Oklahoma City. The other video has been not been available for some time, but Cover Up in Oklahoma City is very, very important. Now, Michael has been talking about the Constitution. They don't teach lawyers this in law school. They don't teach this, you know, in our colleges today. They tell you what other people say about the Constitution, and they tell you that there is a wall of separation between church and state in the Constitution. But how many people have really read and study the Constitution? How can you understand the foundation of your freedom if you don't even know what it's based upon? And so Michael and his brother Stephen have taken it upon themselves to establish study groups across America. How many do you have out there so far?
Well, we're over 75 now.
That's really exciting. And there are 12, why don't you tell our listeners, what are they, a 12-week course?
Yeah, let me tell you how it works and how we got started, and it'll be just a little bit of a history lesson. I think it'll fill people in on how they can start, because, you know, Dr. Stan, we're nobody special. Yes, I'm an attorney, and my brother is my law partner, and we practice law here in Maryland. But, you know, if you study this program, and if you just listen through it one time, you'll have more constitutional knowledge and American history knowledge and constitutional law knowledge than probably most attorneys, at least the ones in my acquaintance. This is the people's knowledge. This isn't any kind of knowledge that belongs to a select group. But it's been kind of systematically, as you referenced a little while ago, it's been systematically removed from our view, as many things have. But here's how it works. Dr. John Idesmo is a professor of constitutional law in Alabama at Faulkner University. It's actually the Thomas Jones School of Law at Faulkner University. A number of years ago, back in the late 80s, he wrote a book called Christianity and the Constitution. It's a very excellent volume, which as good as anybody does, pulls together the historical background of the Constitution, and from the standpoint of the framers, what their religious worldview was, what their philosophical worldview was, etc. In 1995, he put together a taped program along with a man named Mike Meredith, from American Foundation Publications in Harrisonburg, Virginia. They put together a series of 12 half-hour lectures. Okay, this was done really to fit nicely into kind of a semester study. It's 12 half-hour lectures called Institute on the Constitution. My brother and I became aware of it because we were searching for some vehicle, some instrument, that we could use to just teach people here in Anne Arundel County, Maryland. I live just about 15 minutes north of Annapolis, Maryland, where the Naval Academy is, et cetera, here in near the Chesapeake Bay here in Maryland. And you have a very pretty bay out there, too, I know. But we began this program just to teach people here locally. It became so successful so quickly, and people were so hungry to know the truth about their own heritage that we were encouraged by that, and we put together just a little kit, if you will. We call it the Host Lecture Kit. And what this is just, it gives someone the ability in any part of the country, and we have people doing this all over the country, but it gives folks the ability to use these videotapes along with lecture notes and some follow-up questions, some review questions, and some open-ended kind of discussion questions. It allows you and tells you how to host a little mini civics course, if you will, a little American government civics course in your own community. You could do this in your church. You could do it in your Sunday school, or you could do it in your town hall, in your basement, in your community location there, whatever is convenient to you. We try to give you all the tools you need to put this on yourself, and we try to tell people, look, you don't have to be scared about having to teach constitutional law here, Dr. Stan, because that's intimidating to some people. But all you need to do is to be willing to host this. We'll give you the tools you need, and believe me, it sets off sparks in your neighborhood. It gets things started, gets things rolling. I've had people call me from all over. I had a man call me from Missouri today who had heard about our information on a previous show that I believe that I was on with you, and he had heard about us, and he called me, and he wants to start a group in Missouri. We have groups in Hawaii. I'm traveling next week, as you mentioned, to Spokane to speak at the commencement of a group of people who are finishing their 12th week of the program. So it's really exciting. It gives people a chance to participate once again in their own government, and it's created a great deal of excitement, and the cost of the materials for this is quite reasonable. It costs $150, and there's actually a money back guarantee, Dr. Stan. If in fact you can't use these materials, you send them back to us, and there's no charge.
No, of course you're getting 12 videos, or how many videos are there?
Yeah, well, there's 3 videotapes, and it's 6 hours of video.
All right, 6 hours of video, and then of course there's a book that comes with this, or some sort of a instruction book.
Sure, there's a how-to guide. There's even sample letters that you can send out to people in your church or people in your community to try to encourage them to come. There's we even try to give you the introductory words to say the first night people show up, so that you can kind of get you started. And, you know, in so many families, Dr. Stan, we were talking the other time when I was on your program, we get together during the holidays, and, you know, you've got your cousin Sally or your sister Mary or whatever who wants to argue with you about these things that you care about. You know something's wrong, something's broken in the culture, something's broken in the government, and you're interested in talking about it, and you're hit with a fusillade of liberal dogma, if you will, propaganda, and it's hard for you to deal with that in some of the family settings. And what I suggest to people is, well, invite them over and host an Institute on the Constitution with them, and let John Eidsmo, Dr. Eidsmo, let him do the talking and the preaching, and do this in kind of a structured settlement, where situation where we can. We don't just argue with our loved ones about this, but we learn together, and we learn about Patrick Henry. We learn about James Madison. We learn about George Washington and John Adams, and try to reconnect with our own American heritage.
And I really think that's so exciting, and I think it's so, you know, it's a great idea. It really needs to be done, because basically there's been an organized effort to destroy our belief in everything, destroy our belief in our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson had slaves. George Washington was a slave owner, you know, and all of these things are used. Why? Because they want to destroy the foundation of this country. They know exactly what they're doing.
Sure.
I mean, these people aren't concerned about the slavery going on today over in the Sudan or in Saudi Arabia or any place else. They want to destroy this country, and boy, they're sure doing a good job of it, because
sure,
they control our educational institutions and our universities and our textbooks, and then we wonder why we're losing. This is an organized, orchestrated effect, and of course, effort, and this is a means of going on the counterattack. And of course, it can be used over and over and over again. You don't use it once, you use it over again, and you get other people in your community to start using it.
Well, yeah, that's right, and I tell you what, Dr. Stan, the forces arrayed against us, as you talk about on your program, and as you articulate much better than I, but you know, the forces arrayed against us are massive. This is a massive undertaking of forces of evil trying to quash and squash and crush Christian America. It's very, a Christian America, people who understand the biblical values upon which our nation was founded, are very are they're dangerous to these powers that want to enslave us.
Absolutely. We're going to have to take another quick break here. And right now I just want to mention to our listeners, if you have children or grandchildren at a government school, you need to get them out. And we have the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum that will actually take them from grammar school all the way from high school graduation for $199.95. It's all on 22 CDs, the textbooks, the tests, the lesson plans. All you have to do separate is buy the Saxon math books in addition. And then, of course, get your children started in this. And it takes very little time. Dr. Robinson, and we have an interview with him, will be glad to send you free of charge. I said he was spending about 15 minutes at child every day, and basically, of course, he had six children, and he had to raise them all by himself. And I think it's a fascinating program. You've got a complete British Encyclopedia Britannica there, 1911. Before they changed it, you have it there on the CD along with your Noah Webster 1913 dictionary before they began changing the meaning of words. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they do that. And then we have the Phonopoly set. The Phonopoly is simply a program. It's a board game. Actually, it's five board games and two bonus games by which you can teach children to read phonetically and pronounce words phonetically and spell phonetically. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask about the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum or the Phonopoly game. And then, of course, if you haven't seen my video, 911 Contrived, you need to get it. If you haven't seen my video, The Secrets of the Illuminati, which is basically the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness or the murder on the Orient Express, you need to get that. That's The Secrets of the Illuminati with all the documentation on the dark, sinister forces that are here. And if you haven't been up on the Internet and looked under DARPA's website and seen the pyramid kept by the all-seeing eye, you ought to.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Michael Prutka, and we're going to have to go to a break here in about one more minute, but we've got at least a minute before we do that. And so I just want to mention, if any of you really wonder what happened on the 11th of September last year, why you need to read Kristen Breitweiser's testimony before the Senate Select Committee. It was on the 18th of September of this last year, and Kristen had lost her husband, Ron, in the South Tower. And it really, it's an amazing, amazing testimony, considering the fact that the television cameras were there, they were running, the reporters were there, and they were taking notes on her testimony. And yet, amazingly enough, why nobody ever talked about that, and the average American has never heard of the facts she brought out. And simply, what she said should have shaken this country to its very core. But you see, as long as they can control your reality, you're not going to understand what's going on in America today.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutka, and we're talking about the Institute of the Constitution, and anybody out there in the listening audience can establish one in your own community. And I want to see literally hundreds of these springing up all across America and then growing from there until we can re-educate the American people about our Constitution and the foundations of our freedom. We've got Roger calling from Allentown. Roger, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, I did have a more appertaining comment, but I just couldn't resist the joke. I mean, a million lawyers, I'm thinking, you know, where can you find a bus large enough to hold a million lawyers and then have to suffer the tragedy of one empty seat as it gets driven off a cliff?
Well, of course, what we need are lawyers who understand our Constitution.
Yeah, no, my, what brought to mind...
Roger, I'm really looking forward to your question.
Yeah, well, what brought to mind, you may recall umpteen some years ago, Robert Welch made the appertaining observation that as vitally important as the form of government is, even more important may be the amount. And he used the example, I would rather have 1,000, he used bureaucrats, lawyers could apply, I would rather have 1,000 bureaucrats, thoroughly corrupt, criminal, scheming off the system, which would sap the economy, destroy sap the country, rather than have a million scrupulously honest bureaucrats who would in time destroy the country.
All right, I think that's a point well made. Thank you so much, Roger. And of course, that was the thing that our founding fathers didn't want. They wanted to limit the power of the government so we wouldn't have a million bureaucrats, or we wouldn't even have 500,000 or maybe more than a few thousand bureaucrats. And initially, Congress only met for a few months a year, and then they went home and made an honest living. People have forgotten that the whole idea of our Constitution was to take the chains off of the people and put the chains onto government. What happened to that concept?
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that happened to that concept, because just, I appreciate Roger's comment and yours too, Dr. Stan. One of the things that's happened is we've forgotten something that we were reminded of by our founders time and time again, and that was that we should only elect people. We should only elect people who recognize and comprehend the underlying principles, the underlying biblical principles. Now, see, here I'm an attorney, and I'm talking about biblical principles. Now, why is that so unusual? It wasn't unusual 250 years ago. It wasn't very unusual. It wasn't unusual at all. A man like John Jay, Dr. Stan, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, and one of the founders of the American Bible Society. Now, I'd like your listeners to just let that sink in for a moment. A Chief Justice of the United States, the first Chief Justice, who was one of the founders of the American Bible Society. Now, think how far we've drifted from that kind of leadership in the field of law. That's who we were, but we're not that now as a people. And we've forgotten that the people that we need to elect and the people that need to be appointed are people who recognize and believe in a system, an eternal system of rewards and punishments. You know, most of the things that your elected representatives are going to do in office, the overwhelming 99.9% of what they're going to do is going to be behind your back. It's going to be out of your view, let's say it that way. So why would you elect someone who doesn't think perjury is perjury, or sex is sex, or the word is means is, why would you elect that kind of person and trust them out of your sight?
Well, there's no reason to at all, and that's the reason we're in so much trouble today. But, of course, usually we have the choice of two bad candidates. Which one do you dislike the least? And, of course, the trouble is that people, when they go to vote, of course, they usually will go to the November election. They don't go into the primary. And yet, of course, it's the primary that the candidates are chosen. And if you don't choose a good person in the primary election, why, when you go to the polls in November, you're going to vote for the candidate of their choice, not the candidate of your choice. And believe me, the people with the two-party system, how easy it is to control the leadership of both parties and make sure that the suckers never get an opportunity. Oh, they can vote the scoundrels out, but of course they vote more scoundrels in.
Sure.
It's about time we took back control of our electoral process.
Let me give you some good news, if I can, Dr. Stan, because there's good news out here.
Well, of course there is, and I know there's lots of good news, and I'm so excited about what you're doing, you go ahead and tell the audience the good news.
Well, let me do that, because one of the, I've told you that we started our program, I think I told you, about 3 years ago. One of our goals when we wanted to train up people in our local community here to recognize these principles of government and understand that our government was founded, it's a republic, and it was founded on biblical principles. Well, we wanted to see if we could raise up some people that would run for elective office, and the very first young man that we raised up, if you will, or that was one of our group, our own number, ran for the House of Delegates in Maryland here just this last November, and he won. And his name is Don Dwyer, and he's now a member of the Maryland House of Delegates from District 31 here in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, which is, as I said, is just near the state capital of Annapolis. Annapolis is actually in Anne Arundel County. And so God has granted us a victory, really, in our very first try. One of the things that Institute on the Constitution can provide for local communities is a focus around which you can help try to raise up men who will run for office and who will represent us in the way that God has ordained and that we would want them to, recognizing that this is a republic, there is higher authority, higher moral law than people think in the democratic kind of understanding of America. So I'm very encouraged that we have in our first attempt, we raised up someone that was able to take that position in civil government. And you know, as Howard Phillips has said to me before, you know, I know Howard has been a guest on your show. Well, if you could do it once, you could do it 10 times, can't you?
And that's really so true. And, a lot of people say, oh, there's nothing we can do. You know, it's too late. And, you know, no, it's never too late. I've been at this game for 40 years, and I've never been as optimistic as I am right now, because I will tell you that there are lots of things, and these are being organized by people who really value freedom. And the question is, how many of you out there in the listening audience value freedom enough that you're willing to give a little of your time and a little of your effort? And of course, if you could not only raise up people in these classes who will run for office, but hopefully you'll raise up the people who will help them run for office, because you can't run for office unless you have a solid base behind you. And that's what we need, are people who understand what we're in favor of and what is really at stake. Now, how can people get in touch with you and your brother?
Well, thank you. You can get up with us by dialing 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. That's the phone number for Institute on the Constitution. We also do have a website. It's www.instituteontheconstitution.com. I know that's a long name, but it's Institute on the Constitution. As all your listeners know, that's all one word, all smushed together, instituteontheconstitution.com, and they can get up with us either of those ways. And we look forward to the opportunity to be a resource for your folks. And I told you that earlier today, I got a call from a man in Missouri who had heard me on your program, and wants to start a group out in Missouri. And you know, that is very encouraging to us. We've had three different groups out in the state of Hawaii. We're visiting Spokane, Washington this week. And Dr. Stan, I have a special surprise for you. if you don't mind me doing this to you. while we were talking here, my little brother walked into the room. So Steve Perucchia, he's just gotten off the radio. He was on a local station here in Annapolis on his program called Face the Truth, along with Judy Brown from the American Life League was his guest tonight. And Steve is here.
Well, hi, Steve. Hi, how are you doing, Steve?
Good to talk to you again.
Oh, well, it's good to have you there. And I know you're one of the champions in the pro-life cause back there in the Annapolis area. And really, as we begin to network more and more with people who are really out there on the front lines, we realize we're not alone. Sometimes it's very easy to get discouraged. But, you know, the listeners, I would just say to them, there are lots of good things that are happening right now. And I will tell you, as things get worse in this country, and we're going to see them get worse, more and more people are going to begin to listen to what you have to say or remember what you said. So just keep talking and passing out those letters but begin to recruit them into the Institute of the Constitution. So when people call you there at 410-760-6759, what's going to happen?
We're going to give them information, answer their questions, and give them information about how they can conduct an Institute on the Constitution class in their backyard, whether it's literally in their backyard or in their basement or in their church or in their town hall. You could do this with 5 people or 50 people or 150 people. It lends itself very nicely to a local kind of group that where people just want to reconnect with our American heritage, which as you know and as we've discussed many times has been filtered out, and as I think you would agree and many of your listeners would agree, purposely so. If you don't mind me giving a plug to another friend of mine, Dr. Stan, you know, Pastor Ray Moore,
right,
Columbia, South Carolina, has come out with his book, Let My Children Go. And, you know, a great deal of the reason why we don't know our own history and that we need to do this remedial civics is because it's been filtered out of our schools. And a different God has taken our God's place, if you will, and our own history. You know, people like George Washington being denigrated, as you say, as a slave owner, and other founders and other great men of American history are insulted and derided. And Ray Moore, I would suggest to your listeners to read his book, Let My Children Go. The subtitle is Why Parents Must Remove Their Children from Public Schools Now. This is an imperative.
In fact, we even carry that book. We think it's a very, very important book. I'm sure you can get it from Michael. You can get it from Radio Liberty. Get this information. Get your children out of government schools. And we offer an excellent program. There are lots of other programs. We have an excellent phonics program. You've got to understand they're deliberately dumbing down your children. Your children really don't stand a chance. There may be a lot of good teachers there. You only need one or two teachers to turn them against the parents. So Ray Moore's book, we certainly recommend, Let My Children Go. And we're going to be back in just a moment or two with our special guest today. That'll be Michael, and perhaps even Stephen Perucchia will be on the line. But right now, of course, we're going to have to take a short break. And, of course, when we get back, why, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But right now, we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who are listening to us out across America for your financial support so we can do what we do. We're on almost 50 stations across America every week now. A lot of them are only on a half an hour a week, but at least a half an hour a week, they're hearing the truth. And once we get them started listening, why, they keep on listening. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for suggested gift of at least $20 a month, you'll get our 4 best tapes and our monthly newsletter. Some people just subscribe to the monthly newsletter. It's $25 a year, and we'll be glad to send you a free copy of Kristen Breitweiser's testimony before the Senate Select Committee on the 18th of September of this year, the testimony that the media saw fit to censor. And believe me, we have censorship in America. If you'd like a free copy, just call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of the October newsletter. I think you'll find it fascinating. The people have read that, and it's just they can't believe what they've read there, because it becomes so obvious what really happened last September 11th that is being used to plunge us into World War III, and some people should be tried for treason. That's the October newsletter. We'll be glad to send it to you. Tell others about our website. Tell them about our programs here at Radio Liberty. But listen to the website at RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com, where you can hear our programs 5 hours every day, and you won't get anything accomplished, but we'd love to have you listen.
This is a fascinating four-tape set. Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and right now we have, of course, our guest, Michael Prutka and Stephen Prutka back there in Annapolis, Maryland, but we've got Dave Wilson on the line. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fine. It's so good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to call because I wanted to give a plug for the videos. Back in 95, I did have Dr. Itemo on Radio Liberty, and we talked about the tapes, and I've looked at them, and I want to encourage anybody who's got any kind of inkling interest in it to call that number and arrange to get a set of those, because they're wonderful tapes, and they're easily understandable, mostly.
And, of course, I think it's exciting because Michael and his brother and Michael and Stephen have taken on the responsibility of just organizing this across America. There's 75 programs. We're hoping through our programs we can pick up 25 or 50 more, and people will start telling other people. And, well, certainly, Michael, here's a testimony from our good friend Dave Wilson, a host here at Radio Liberty, how effective those videotapes by John Itemo are in bringing people right up to date and with an understanding of the Christian heritage of our great nation.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I really appreciate Mr. Wilson's comments. And, you know, I before I ran out of time here, Stan, I wanted to, you know, this is so important, and I want to just underline this point. You know, and many of our founders underline this point. Patrick Henry, we talked about earlier, you know, he said, righteousness alone can exalt America as a nation. He said, reader, whoever thou art, remember this, and in thy sphere practice virtue thyself and encourage it in others. And the great pillars of all government and social life, he says, I mean virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. And as you talked about earlier, there are forces here in America that just want to tear that down and tear that apart. And we just can't let that happen. We just can't let that influence be the influence that's on our children.
Amen to that. Anything else you want to say, Dave?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be a good thing to start one of those up here in Santa Cruz. And in fact, I think I'm going to call that number if you give it again and give some serious thought to doing just that, because, you know, the contrast between our style of government here in this city and what we'd learn from those tapes is going to be so stark that hopefully people would begin to see what's going on and how our city has been used as a small kind of experimental thing to move socialism into the mainstream.
Well, I'll tell you, the telephone number is 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. And if you're going to organize that, you let me know, and I'll announce it over the radio, and we'll
Perfect.
Get as many people out as we can.
760-6759.
That's it.
Well, I'm going to call tomorrow, and God bless everybody who's listening out there.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks
Bye
so
now.
Much for calling. Let's go to Ron. Hi, Ron. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Minnesota.
Okay, from Minnesota, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was going to mention about what the founders intended as far as voting and so forth and electing their leaders. You know, today, like my daughter, for example, is 22 years old, and she probably couldn't even tell you the name of the vice president today.
Well, I'll tell you what, all you have to do is listen to Jay Leno. A lot of people can't even find the United States on a map of the world. And,
right.
Of course, some of them couldn't even figure out who wrote Handel's Messiah. And these people are voting?
Yeah, I know. I find that absurd. And also, too, the second point I wanted to make was about lawyers. You know, the McDonald's coffee spilling in the woman's lap case. You know, no sane human being would take that to court. I mean, that can happen. If you have a cup of hot coffee in your lap, you spill it on yourself, you get burned. Okay, that happened.
Well, they're good lawyers and they're bad lawyers. That's the thing.
But it's only because of the greed of the lawyers. Oh, I can make $200,000 in this case, so they take the case.
Well, of course, but the greed of the person who would bring the case. So, I mean, they're good people and bad people. We shouldn't condemn lawyers any more than we ought to condemn, Protestants, because, of course, some people, bad Protestant has committed a crime. It's the legal system where we have the real problems that allows this sort of thing to happen.
Yeah. Well,
Dr. Stan, if I could agree, if I could second the motion, if you will, of your caller for just a second, my profession has a great deal to answer for, You know, I have a good friend, Pastor Mike Chastain, who says that he thinks the longest line getting into hell is going to be weak-kneed, pansy-waisted pastors who won't speak the truth from their pulpit. And I told him that I thought that may be true, Pastor, but the second longest line is going to be lawyers. We've got a lot to answer for in my profession, and so yep. I understand and sympathize with those out there who are listening who are saying, well, what is this attorney telling me this for? Doesn't he know that his profession is a great deal of the problem?
Yeah, I just want to make one just final comment here.
Sure,
quick.
Go ahead.
I think the same thing is true with the tobacco lawsuits. Who really gained from that? The lawyers did.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I wish that somebody else had to take it up. I wish organized medicine had to put a stop to it because, of course, tobacco is lethal. It's killing an awful lot of people. And what a tragedy it is that the only way to really, put an end to this was through lawyers bringing a lawsuit. But I applaud them for doing it. Because I'll tell you what, so many people die unnecessarily of cancer-related deaths directly related to tobacco.
But our founding fathers didn't have any, they didn't outlaw tobacco either. So.
No, they didn't, but they probably should have. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, fine. I don't want to get into a discussion on the lawsuits, but, anybody who smokes today really ought to get down on their knees and ask for forgiveness. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Now,
it is a terrible thing, but again, it's something your caller, I think, was making the point about jurisdiction, and I don't think that it's within the jurisdiction of the federal government to be involved in that. But,
you're absolutely right.
Whether something is a good idea or whether it's a good law are two different things.
Absolutely. In fact, I think that should any of these things should be handled at the state and local level, never at the federal level.
Sure.
And I think that's really so important. People who have to understand, there are a lot of people, they're pro-life, and I'm pro-life, too. But I don't want a federal law on abortion. I just want to leave it up to the states as originally was intended. And that, of course, but it's so many people say, well, the easiest thing to do would be to pass a federal law. No, let's abide by the Constitution, and then let's fight this out at the state level, and hopefully that there are enough good people out there who preserve human life. It's the federal government that created the problem, and they're certainly not going to solve it.
Well, that's very true. I think that people that make that call for those kind of laws really don't understand the form of polity that we have here. They don't really understand the concept of federalism.
Yeah, absolutely. And, one of the worst things that ever happened was the 17th Amendment, and the average person doesn't even know what it was.
That's true as well, the direct election of the popular election of U.S. senators. My brother wants to say something here.
Okay. Hi, Stephen.
Dr. Stan, you were talking before about how how much good news there is out there, and how many good people. And I just wanted to second that. I obviously am very involved in pro-life efforts and pro-life demonstrations, and a lot of people think that that these are dangerous things to do, or these are unpopular things to do. I stand there with a sign in my hand outside of an abortion clinic, And I can tell you that 70% of the people coming by are honking their horns, and they're with me. People are against abortion. And they might call themselves pro-choice and still be against abortion. But you will find if you have any, the people listening, if they are trying to decide, do I get involved in some grassroots efforts? I can only tell you that it's a very pleasant experience. Very rarely is it an unpleasant experience. People are out there and will support you. One thing that's miraculous about the pro-choice, the pro-life movement, is the amount of kids that are involved in the pro-life movement. And they have no reason to be, because the television tells them different, the radio tells them different, the musical industry tells them different, their parents might tell them different, their school tells them different, but there are kids, thousands and thousands and thousands, that are for chastity and for pro-life, and they are making themselves known. I think that the children of America, the young people, are coming to the conclusion that they have been sold a bill of goods.
And they've been lied to and lied to and lied to by the media.
They don't want any more of it, and I would classify this as something that there is no human, mortal explanation for. It must be the work of God.
Well, I think God is working in our society if we will allow him to, and we'll follow his leadership. Well, we're just about out of time here. Do you have any parting thoughts, Stephen or Michael, for our listeners today? And basically, we're talking about the Institute of the Constitution, and we're hoping that people all across America will take this on in their own communities and do this, and then get other people to do it. Try to get your minister to let you use the church. If not, well, maybe you need a different minister, but certainly try to get yourself someplace. You can do this in a home, can't you, Michael?
Of course, you can do it in your basement. You can do it. You should do it in your home. You should do it with your children, with your spouse. I want to just, if this is my last word, Dr. Stan, I wanted to just quote Thomas Jefferson. You know, he said at one time in his life that anyone who desires to be ignorant and free desires what never was and never will be. And if we want to be free, we can't stay ignorant. There are many forces, as you know, trying to keep us ignorant. We must break through that. I encourage people to call 1-800, to call 410-760-6759 and learn about how they can do their own institute on the Constitution.
God bless you both. Thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having another program shortly.
Great to be with you.
Bye-bye. And, of course, what a pleasure it is to be able to have people like Michael, who, of course, his brother, are taking the money that they're earning in the practice of law, and they've created a classical school back there where young people will be educated in a classic education like our founding fathers had, and they're putting out so much of their own money and time and effort in this crusade, as it were, to try to get people to understand our Constitution. And it behooves everyone out there to do the same thing. Give a call, or if you'd like to attend a class that Dave Wilson's going to be putting on, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you're not going to do it now, when? And if not you, who's going to stand for freedom in America? Because believe me, once lost, it will never be regained again in our lifetimes. And so this is the time we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for this idea of these institutes of the Constitution springing up all across America to teach people about the Christian history of America. And, of course, lastly, we ask you to pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
heard part of it.
What?
But I heard part of it.